This is The Boss and the Gloss on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gao and Carla Dawson.
And joining us now on SB Nation Radio is former NFL head coach Jeff Fisher. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us. You're on with David and Carla.
Well, my pleasure. How are you guys doing tonight?
Well, we're doing great. It's funny. I've got your bio in front of me, and I see 22 seasons as an NFL head coach. That can't be. You're too young for that to be.
He started when he was seven.
Yeah, actually, seven and a half. Yeah.
And if nothing will age you more than being an NFL head coach, I would presume.
Oh, no, it's funny, too, because, you know, over the years, you know how the world is out there, and it's like, oh, well, I'm something like a few losses away from being the all-time losingest head coach. And I thought, well, if you do the math, and I go 10-6 every year, which I think people would probably think that's probably pretty good.
Yes.
Then you have the most losses all time if you're in it for 20 years. So anyway.
Well, it's like, I get it. Babe Ruth had the strikeout record, right?
Exactly.
So that's not bad company.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. So it went fast, man, and I had a blast. I got so many great memories, and just really blessed to be having that opportunity and you know, bouncing around a little bit, did some moving, moved some franchises.
Oh, gosh, you really did.
The memories are really pretty cool, guys. Thank you.
Well, Jeff, you did move with the Oilers that became the Titans, the St. Louis Rams that became the Los Angeles Rams. Let's take a look at a franchise that has moved and see if you see any hope for the L.A. Chargers. Can they recover a fan base, get a fan base? They can't even fill a soccer stadium right now. It seems to be an away game every week for the Chargers. What do you see happening there?
Well, it's a difficult road, and I knew that going into it. If you'll recall, they started off when they moved up north. And remember, Philip and Kellen Clemens were commuting together and driving and studying in the car on the way up. They started off 0-4, and they're driving 2 hours. And, you know, I knew it was going to be hard because there's nothing easy about it. And, you know, you can say, hey, look, we got to come to work every day. It doesn't matter what's going on outside. But, you know, when you look outside and the surroundings change every day, it's a little unsettling. And so as far as their future, you know, I've been a Philip Rivers fan forever, and I've had great respect for that organization. I think Tom Telesco is an outstanding GM. They're on the right track. And, you know, it's just hard, you know, and I don't know. I mean, you guys probably could answer this better than I can, but if they stayed, they've lost, what, 7 games by a touchdown?
I know, it's been tight.
Something like that. Yeah, so if you stay home, do you win those games? I don't know. I can't answer that, but I can speak from experience, you know, having coached 2 franchises in 5 different cities and 6 different stadiums, there's going to be some hard times. And you know, and you're being compared to everybody else that slides into that new stadium or wherever and doesn't have the distractions of where you're going to have camp or where we're going to live and all those kind of things. So it's not easy, let me just say that. And I hope for the Chargers organization that they are able to get settled and reacquire that great fan base that they had.
Well, they also have a unique situation in L.A. being – they're not hungry for an NFL franchise because of your alma mater, USC, which the city loves that. Then they've got the Rams, and they love the Lakers, and they've got the Clippers. And, I mean, there's just a lot competing for their attention.
Well, you know, it's interesting. When the move was finalized and we were heading out to L.A. from St. Louis, I had to consult or get approval from the league, from the NFL Management Council and the Players Association, just to be able to have an off-season team meeting, which was voluntary. Those kind of things are mind-boggling to me still to this day. you know, how they don't permit those things. That's for another show, guys. But the point of it is that, you know, we got everybody together in March in at the Manhattan Beach Marriott. And, you know, we had probably, keep in mind, I mean, your roster at that time is not very big. We probably had 40, 50 guys there. And basically what I told them was, and the message of the meeting was, you know, hey, guys, we're not moving to L.A. We're going to be playing in L.A. And here's where we're going to be training. And you have to take that into consideration when you start to locate. And I showed the different franchises in L.A. And when you go through baseball, you go through the Dodgers and the Angels, and then you go to basketball, and then you go to hockey. And I mean, there's teams all over the L.A. basin, and everybody's living in certain places. But, yeah, there's a lot. I mean, from a sports standpoint, it's spread pretty thin. And you left out the Bruins. And, you know, I mean, there's just a lot going on in L.A. And so, you know, I think people thought that it would be a little too congested for the Chargers. We're just going to have to wait and see.
We're talking to former NFL head coach Jeff Fisher. So I want to talk about two of your teams, the Titans and the Rams, are both sitting at 7-5, yet it feels pretty different to me. The Titans have been such a pleasant surprise in some sense, and Ryan Tannehill coming out of nowhere and the play of Derrick Henry. Are you surprised at how effective the Titans have been and that they sit 7-5 and perhaps on their way into the playoffs?
I'm not surprised. You know, I'm spending half my time in Nashville and then half my time in Montana the last couple of years. And so, I follow the Titans probably more so than I follow the Rams. But I'm not surprised. I think Mike's done a good job. You know, out of fairness to Marcus Mariota, we'll go there first. I mean, poor Marcus had a new coordinator every single year of his career, and that's hard. And, you know, but they've settled in. When Derek decided, it's almost like Eddie George showed up at his front door and said, dude, you need to run behind your pads. You're not Barry Sanders, okay? You big boy, you need to put the big boy pads on and go. And that's what he's done, and it's pretty impressive. And so I believe that they're built for this month. They're playing good defense. You know, they've got good special teams. They blocked a field goal yesterday and returned it for a touchdown. And so I think they're built well for this month to make a run. They stayed somewhat healthy. They lost Delaney. I think they put Delaney on IR. But, you know, I think they're built. As far as the Rams are concerned, that, you know, that's, you know, I still got a lot of friends there and players there that we acquired. And, you know, it's hard. It's a short off season when you come off the Super Bowl appearance. There's a lot of distractions. You know, they've gone out of their way to build that club for success now. I think they're going to have to do some real creative things in the future over the next few years because of cap space and the lack of draft choices, and they've had injuries. But don't count them out. Sean's an outstanding coach. You know, we all know what Wade can do and Coach Fossil can do, so I wouldn't count them out. But I don't because of injuries and what you've seen thus far, I think there's some competition in that division, namely up north, not west. And I think both those teams are going to end up in the playoffs. The team is playing now, and then, of course, the 49ers have had a great, great year so far.
We're being joined by former head coach in the NFL of 22 years, Jeff Fisher, and also former cornerback for the USC Trojans under the infamous John Robinson. So let me ask you about USC, Jeff. So the program's been all over the map, honestly, since Pete Carroll left a long time ago in the Leinart Reggie Bush era. A new AD is coming into USC to clean this place up. What do you think is the future for head coach Clay Helton?
You know, I've been watching the program closely, and it's really tough on Clay, particularly because things that are out of his control. For example, you know, this is the third AD in, 4 or 5 years now with Pat and JK leaving and then Lynn coming in. And now the new change. So that's hard. But as you guys know, and for the listeners, Hey, look, if you're Clay Helton right now and you're in somebody's living room and you're recruiting, you know, and you walk out and the next guy walks in, the next guy's going to say, hey, look, you don't need to go there because there's no stability there. So the bottom line is this, and it's not Clay's fault. He's a victim of circumstances, is that recruiting is taking a hit. And, you know, and it's hard to overcome that when there's the lack of stability and continuity. Players don't want to commit and walk on campus not knowing what the future of their head coach is. And that's unfair. So, you know, someone needs to make a decision, give him a vote of confidence right now so he can recruit and get back to where they can be competitive in the Pac-12. Because it's just not fair. His hands are tied. And so, you know, I've had some time off, as you guys know, and I've spent some time in the college game and gotten a lot closer to it. And, you know, it's all about that. And that's how it is in the Pac-12 is, you know, and no different than any other conference for that matter, but it's rough on Clay, and he's a good coach. He's a good guy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think the coaching changed last year. I know he was disappointed, you know, when he had a coordinator for a couple of weeks and then he went to the Cardinals, but exactly. You know, they've got things in place. I think I'm not going to speak as a coach now, but I'm going to speak as a former player. And I'm speaking for a lot of those guys that have come through there between my journey there and now. Guys want to see it go back to the old ways.
Yeah, they do.
You know, they want physical, tough, disciplined football. And I cringe when I hear people say the Trojans are soft.
I know.
You know, and I'm not saying that. I'm just saying people are saying that, and you don't want to hear that about your alma mater, because I know when we were back in the old days, we were not soft. You know, we hurt the next day, and you know, and so did the opponent.
We're talking to former NFL coach Jeff Fisher. I've got about a minute left. I want to ask you, Lamar Jackson, that offense and the Ravens, how would you try to stop it? If you were coming up with a scheme, would you be aggressive with guys in the box? Would you play tight coverage, zone coverage, man coverage? How would you stop Lamar Jackson's offense today?
Well, you got to do a combination of everything that you listed. You know, Lamar's not going outside with the ball right now. The ball's not going outside the numbers. The ball is in between. It's down the field. And he is a phenomenal athlete. And there's more to the Ravens than just the quarterback. The defense is playing well. We saw yesterday how great a kicker they have. When you play defense and you can run the football this time of the year, you're a hard team to stop. And I'm really impressed with what Coach Harbaugh's done and that staff in turning that team around. But they just didn't turn it around with Lamar. And I'm not taking anything away from him. He is a rare athlete playing the quarterback position, and he's special. So they're going to be hard to stop. Defending them again, you got to do a lot of different things. And when you get them in space, you know, you got to use the sideline. You got to flatten them out. You got to try to get them down. And, you know, the big thing is from this day forward, you know, the next 3 or 4 weeks, if a defensive unit can hold them to a field goal, it's a win.
That's
well
great.
Said.
Good stuff. Head coach Jeff Fisher, thank you so much for joining us here on SB Nation Radio.
My pleasure, guys. Have a great night. Get back to this ball game.
Yes.
You got it. Thanks, coach.